Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The 2020 regular legislative session marks the beginning of a new term. This session will consist of 125-day session outside of the 90-day session. The deadline for making requests for general bills and constitutional amendments to be drafted is Thursday, February the 20th, 2020. On Tuesday, January the 7th, the Mississippi Legislature convened at 12 noon. Governor-elect Tate Reeves presided over the Senate chamber, while Lieutenant Governor-elect Delbert Hosemann presided over the House of Representatives until a temporary Speaker of the House was elected. Representative John Reed was selected to fill the role as the temporary Speaker of the House. After Representative Reed was approved as temporary Speaker of the House, a motion was made and seconded to nominate Representative Philip Gunn as the official Speaker of the House of Representatives. All nominations were closed, and Representative Philip Gunn was unanimously elected as the Speaker of the Mississippi House of Representatives. This is Speaker Gunn's third term to serve as Speaker, after being elected first in 2012 and again in 2016. The Senate voted unanimously to elect Senator Dean Kirby as the President Pro Tempore of the Senate. Former Senator Buck Clark was chosen as the Secretary of the Senate. His job will mainly consist of keeping the journal of the Senate and scheduling committee meetings. The Senate established two new committees through the rules process. Those committees were the Technology Committee and Gaming Committee. Statewide officials were sworn in on the floor of the Mississippi House of Representatives on Thursday, January 9, 2020. The ceremony took place during the joint legislative session in which members of the Senate joined those in the House on the floor. The swearing included seven of the eight statewide officials. The only one left is Governor-elect Tate Reeves, who will take office Tuesday, January 14, 2020. The members of the statewide office included the following: Attorney General Lynn Fitch, Treasurer David McGray, Secretary of State Michael Watson, Insurance Commissioner Mike Cheney, State Auditor Shad White, Commissioner of Agriculture and Commerce Andy Gibson, and Lieutenant Governor Delbert Hosemann. Mississippi revenue collections were above FY 2020 estimates in December, according to the Legislative Budget Office. Reports reported that revenue collections for the state is up $166 million, or 6%, above fiscal year 2020 estimates as of December 2019. On Friday, January the 10th, the Senate chamber announced its committee assignments / leadership for the next 4 years. Although all committees are important, the following committee often work on policy that have significant impact to county government. The following committees are Finance, Chair, Senator Josh Harkins; Appropriations, Chair, Senator Briggs Hobson; County Affairs, Chair, Senator Angela Burke Hill; Accountability, Efficiency, and Transparency, Chair, Senator John Polk; Highways and Transportation, Chair, Senator Joey Fillinghame. This concludes this week's MS Supervisors Podcast Legislative Update.